Verse 29, howbeit from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them, to wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel, that were in Dan. He went back to the calf worship that Jeroboam had established. Not the worship of Baal now, and the gods of the Sidonians, but now, actually, the calf worship that apparently had come out of the land of Egypt. In other words, he did not turn to the Lord. But notice how just God is and righteous in these matters. The Lord said unto Jehu, because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. In other words, God took note of the fact that he had eliminated the house of Ahab, although it was done in a very brutal and terrible way. Somebody says, can you condone this? Well, of course. God makes the wrath of man to praise him, friends. We need to recognize today that our God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. Now, verse 32, in those days the Lord began to cut Israel short, and Hazael smote them in all the coasts of Israel. Now, what is happening here? Well, the thing that is happening is that the northern kingdom is getting ready to go into captivity. It's declined from now on, and there will be this decline. It will ultimately end in disaster and carried away into captivity in Assyria. Now, it is true that Jehu had eliminated all of the line of Ahab in the northern kingdom. But you see, Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, had married into the line of the king of Judah in David's line. And she is going to perform a very bloody, terrible thing. In fact, it's an amazing thing. It's one that seems unbelievable. But my friend, this is what happens when people depart from God. We think today we're very civilized. We talk a great deal about peace, and we have carried on, beginning with World War II down to the present, one of the bloodiest wars the world has ever seen. We talk about how civilized we are, and yet it is safer in the jungles of Africa and South America than it is on the streets of the cities of this country of ours. My friend, may I say to you today, that a gross departure from God has brought upon us all of our troubles.